This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at TWOPCT.com. Thanks and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, an awesome day. And our episode today is 5 exercise and weight loss lessons. Housekeeping before we dive in, check out our new 2% camo truckers. They're good looking. Second point here is that I am holed up in a hotel somewhere in the state of Pennsylvania. And so our audio quality may suffer for this, but we're going to get through it. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's get right into it. So Monday's episode, it cleared up some recent confusion over whether exercise helps us burn more calories across the day. I have linked out to that post in the piece, or just go to twopct.com. You can find it. It's a super deep dive into the topic, which is actually quite a complicated topic. But once you understand it, it becomes actually very useful to guide your behavior. So in short, the short of that post is that although there are some very smart people who say that exercise doesn't help you burn more total calories across the day, we find that it actually does. But, and there is a big but, it is not going to be as many as you think. So the old model used to say, hey, if you exercise for 100 calories, you will burn 100 calories that day. This new model called the constrained model says, actually, your body's just going to compensate in other ways. It's going to remove 100 calories from your burn some other way, and you're going to end up at a negative, and you're going to end up at zero. Now, we now know both of those theories are wrong. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle. So no, you may not burn all 100 calories, but you might get 50, you might get 70. The numbers are kind of mixed. So again, when you look at all this data, the studies on whether this actually does anything for weight and fat loss, that is to say whether exercise truly and significantly impacts weight and fat loss, the data is all over the place. So some will show an effect, but others don't. Now, the ones that do show a benefit, they do show some pretty good benefits. So for example, one found that sedentary people who took up exercise burned about 11 pounds of fat. Another found that people burned about the same amount of fat. So what makes the difference on whether exercise can help you control your weight or not? Some show minimal effect, others are showing really solid effect. What's the difference here? That is the topic of today's post. We're going to cover 5 tactics that can help you approach and think about exercise better so you can reach your goal. So let's get into it. 5 ways. Number 1, view exercise as a weight maintenance tool. So here's a really fascinating study of police officers in Boston. Researchers took 160 cops who were all moderately obese. They put every single cop on a crash diet. But half of the officers also exercised during the crash diet. Now, after eight weeks, every officer had lost anywhere from 16 to 30 pounds, which is not insignificant. It's quite a bit of weight. Now, importantly, the officers who had also exercised lost more weight than the ones who only dieted. So this implies that exercise does indeed help with weight loss. But here's where it gets really interesting. The researchers checked in with the police a month after the crash diet was over, and these police had returned to their normal diet. Now, most had regained the weight rather quickly, right? They lose this 16 to 30 pounds on this crash diet. They go back into normal life and start eating whatever they normally eat again, and they regain weight. But there was this odd group that hadn't regained the weight. And so the big finding, what was up with that little group of police officers who didn't regain the weight? The police who didn't regain the weight had continued to exercise. So exercise seemed to defend them against weight regain, even though they'd quit the diet. The Boston police study was an early glimpse into the power of exercise for weight maintenance. That is to say, exercise is likely more powerful for helping you avoid weight gain rather than losing weight. And we saw this in one of the studies we referenced Monday. Had a bunch of people exercise and they didn't lose weight. So you might think, oh, well, that's a failure. But when you compare them to the control group, the control group had actually gained 6 pounds during the study time. So it's like, well, you could argue that exercise helped these people not gain weight. A review on this topic stated, the available evidence indicates that exercise is perhaps the best predictor of weight maintenance. So how do you use this? Okay, so changing your diet is going to be a more effective way to lose weight. And that's simply because it's easier to not eat something than it is to exercise enough to spur significant weight loss. But at the same time, exercise can help you lose more weight as you diet. Exercise can act like a defense mechanism against weight regain. So you want to exercise. That aforementioned review, it recommended 30 minutes of exercise a day, with more being better. So again, view exercise as a weight maintenance tool rather than a weight loss tool. Number two.
If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.